With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. House Democrats are pushing ahead with legislation to impeach President Trump unless the 25th Amendment is used to remove him from office.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Donald Trump is a threat to democracy and the U.S. Constitution after the deadly assault on the Capitol. She is calling on Vice President Pence and the cabinet to invoke the powers of the 25th Amendment to force the president out. If that doesn't happen, the House will proceed with impeachment. Meanwhile, two Senate Republicans, Lisa Murkowski and Pat Toomey, say they want the president to resign immediately. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In a letter to the acting head of Homeland Security, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser requesting stepped-up security for the January 20th inauguration. The Professional Golfers Association of America voting to move next year's PGA Championship event from the Trump National Golf Club in New Jersey. Destination for the event yet to be determined. Also at SRNnews.com, the search for the black boxes of a crashed Indonesian jetliner is intensifying. Investigators trying to determine what caused the plane to plunge into the Java Sea shortly after takeoff Saturday from Jakarta. The BBC's Kalastasio Wijaya is in the Indonesian capital and says it's hoped the black boxes will soon be recovered.
According to the officials, yesterday they were trying to do it as soon as possible, and they were suspecting it to be 23 meters underwater surface. So we're still waiting whether they can retrieve it today or maybe in the next day.
There were 62 people on board that plane. World Health Organization investigators finally granted approval to enter China for a long-anticipated investigation into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 179 points. This is SRN News.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Lawyer, author, host of Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox News, Mark Levin is here every weekday evening from 6 till 9 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. He was shot in the chest, but authorities say he'll eventually be okay. This was yesterday afternoon at a place on Old Kings Road in Jacksonville. At last word, police were still looking for the person who did it. Two COVID vaccination sites are opening their doors for the first time today. Until today, the Mandarin Senior Center and the Lane Wiley Senior Center in Jacksonville were COVID testing sites. Frontline medical workers, people 65 and older, and first responders can get vaccinated there. This past Thursday, thousands of people made appointments for COVID shots, but hundreds of thousands more were shut out. More than 70,000 COVID-19 cases have now been reported in Duval County, including 775 deaths. Throughout Florida, there have been more than 1,400,000 cases. Police believe that at least three people were involved in a fatal shooting. It happened last night on Barnhill Drive in Jacksonville. The man passed away at the hospital. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Today we're expecting partly cloudy conditions and a high of about 68. This evening overcast and a low of 56, and right now it is 45 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Some online activists are promoting a million militia march to try to interrupt the Joe Biden inauguration. Twitter, Facebook, and other social media outlets continue to lock out President Trump. And with the dismal December jobs report, market analysts predict another round of new stimulus checks.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Coming up on 4 minutes after 6 a.m. Monday morning, ready to go. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson right here, all the way with you tonight a.m. on Talk Radio WBOB. Let's get into the news. That's right. More protests are planned, even maybe on Inauguration Day, even maybe in Washington, D.C. News reports have said that there are more protests planned by online activists. Fox News' Eric Shawn.
Well, online organizers are pushing for more protests before President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th. You know, they're calling for a, quote, armed march on Capitol Hill and all state capitals. Others are planning what's being called a million militia march for Inauguration Day itself.
And more fallout from last week's chaos that happened on Capitol Hill. Some groups are even trying to explain Lucent. As much as you want to go after Trump supporters, where is the media that covered, or should we say the lack of coverage, when it came to that of the Black Lives Matter protest? This got into an interesting debate on Fox News The Five, co-host Jesse Waters.
With Black Lives Matter and Antifa. When we saw churches burned, police precincts burned, businesses burned, federal courthouses burned, people knocking out old women on the corner, people looting, people shooting people dead in the streets. Remember David Dorn? So we condemned that fully, while the left sit back and laughed at that. So I don't want to hear anybody on that side talk about what's right and wrong in terms of political violence. They don't have the moral high ground.
Even over the weekend and leading up into the beginning of the week, Joe Biden and some of those of the Biden and the upcoming Biden administration talked about how that if those of Black Lives Matters were out there protesting, it would totally be different and how they would have been treated by police. But the senior editor for the Federalist, Smalling Hemingway, says it's been a double standard when it comes to protests by the left and by the media.
The attacks of the Kavanaugh confirmation process, in which the media and Democrats actually encouraged the disruption of the proceedings there, the attack on the Supreme Court, not to mention this entire summer of rage that we saw, the media not just coddling, but enabling and supporting, and other people such as Democrats, you know, working to bail out rioters who took over cities. Dozens of people were killed. There was billions of dollars in damage. There were attacks on federal courthouses, federal buildings, state and local buildings, churches, businesses. These are things that the media generally encouraged. It took months to get anybody on the left to condemn them. And the media kept saying that, you know, you have to listen to what these people have to say, basically saying if you want to be heard, you have violence is an appropriate way to go about doing that.
Fox News senior legal analyst, political analyst, Brett Hume says even with the president's post-election actions, it will hurt him if he decides to run again in 2024.
You were a Trump believer, and you believe the extravagant claims he has made about how this election was stolen. You believe, therefore, that something truly horrible had happened that changes the face of our republic. It is utter nonsense, but he believed it, and he got them to believe it. That there's a sea change now in the Republican Party as a result of this. Trump's post-election conduct, I think, has split him off from about half, maybe more than that, of his voting base, which is to say this. His voting base has two elements. One are the hardcore Trump supporters who will do whatever he wants, believe whatever he says, will never desert him, no matter what. The rest of them are everyday Republicans who sort of signed on to Trump because they liked what he was doing. They may not have liked what he said all the time. They may have been put off by his manner, by his vulgarity, and the rest of it, but they were with him, and they voted for him. I think those people now almost certainly have deserted him. And if the election were held tonight, he'd lose by far more than he lost the last time. And I don't think they'll be around for any effort by Trump to be elected again 4 years from now.
When it comes to social media, they've also decided to take another turn by not giving freedom of speech to that of President Trump of Facebook and Twitter, by Twitter banning him permanently. Host of Media Buzz, Howard Kurtz.
After the riot at the Capitol, Mark Zuckerberg shut down President Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts at least until January 20th. Jack Dorsey's Twitter dropped a bombshell, permanently banning Trump's account, saying he's breaking its rules about glorifying violence. Much of the media are celebrating Twitter's move.
Host of the Klayman Report on the Fox Business Network, Liz Klayman, says many of these social media giants are probably doing it to get along with the upcoming administration.
Make no mistake, whether it's Jack Dorsey of Twitter or Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, they are reading the tea leaves. For 4 years, they gave President the run of the place. He basically never really had his voice squelched. Now you got a different administration in, and you could argue that it's their right to figure out, you know what, I need to actually interpret what will work with the new administration. And this is going to be it.
As Fox News' Mike Emanuel reports, that if you look at the Federal Elections Commission, you look at the amount of campaign money that went into the Biden campaign, all of it, a lot of it, compared to President Trump when it came to the social media companies of Facebook and Twitter and Google, all gave big donations to the Biden campaign.
Top executives at Facebook and Twitter donated tens of thousands of dollars to the Biden campaign. Several gave the legal maximum of $2,800. That's according to Federal Election Commission records. The social media platforms took tremendous heat for blocking circulation of stories about Hunter Biden's business dealings in the lead up to Election Day.
Former White House press secretary under the Bush administration, Artie Fleischer, says as much as we can differ with the actions of Facebook and Twitter, they can be totally biased. They are private companies.
The private sector can be as unfair and biased as it pleases to be. Facebook and Twitter are privately owned corporations. They can be biased if they want to. It's their business model if they choose to pursue it. And I don't think anybody in government is smart enough to know how to regulate them in a way that doesn't just stomp on speech. So I have low faith the government can get this right.
I remember after the election on November the 3rd, I read a lot of posts where a lot of conservatives were not happy with Facebook. Of course, deleting some of the tweets out there. So they said that they were going to go to a new online group called Parler. I never went with it. And then again, we were told that Parler was the next big thing. Now, Parler has now been banned by Google, Apple, and Amazon from their apps. Host of Mornings with Maria on the Fox Business Network, Maria Bartiromo.
Yet another devastating blow to free speech. Just 24 hours after Twitter permanently suspended President Donald Trump, Google, Apple, and Amazon have now all banned Parler from their app stores, which experts say could destroy the company financially. Before its removal, Parler surged to number one in Apple's app store with 1.5 million downloads on Saturday alone.
On the social media site, the Parler CEO, John Matz, he says, it was coerced. All big tech companies decided to jump in and ban us altogether.
An assault on everybody. I mean, they all worked together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off tonight, off the internet. So they made an attempt to not only kill the apps, but to actually destroy the entire company. And it's not just these three companies. Every vendor from text message services to email providers to our lawyers all ditched us too.
And of course, the liberal media of their last several days has been saying that a lot of other groups to be blamed for this is, of course, talk radio and that of Fox News.
There are voices, very loud, prominent, influential voices that have spent decades tearing down trust in our institutions, tearing down education, tearing down facts, tearing down the media, etc. And you don't build that back overnight. To influential voices in the media, and most importantly, the conservative media, people like Rush Limbaugh, people on Fox News, the ones who have been tearing things down for decades for their own benefit.
Let me tell you how bad it's gotten out there. So now you've got CNN that's been telling local cable providers out there. You've got like Xfinity, you've got Spectrum here in the state of Florida. They're telling them not to carry Fox News anymore out there. It is an onslaught, but I mean, this is something I have never seen.
What kind of clout does CNN have with the cable TV providers to tell them, you know?
CNN provides a lot of their news to a lot of local news groups out there.
Okay, I understand.
Local TV stations.
Yeah, wow, we are in some very interesting times, Ed.
I understand that, but let me talk about specifics, not just a generic of interesting times. Everybody agrees with that. I could have said that 30 years ago as a three-year-old. But anyway, having said all of this, the onslaught now coming in to stop all types of some sort of conservative media outlet.
Well, they're calling it an attack on free speech, and I, you know, cannot, you know, and you've said this before, you know, define this as an attack on free speech because everybody has the right to speak, but no one has the right to use someone else's microphone. So when you say you have a right to be on the App Store because that's an attack on free speech, you're technically saying you have a right, private company. You have an obligation to allow me to speak on your platform, or I'm going to say that you're denying me my constitutional rights. I don't see that as being accurate.
Here's the question. For those of you that are listening right now, here's the question. We know this is an onslaught on free speech. Overall, conservative, it doesn't matter. It's an onslaught on free speech. How many of you believe this is the end of free speech for conservatives? Let me just put it this way. How many of you think conservatives will no longer get elected if you're banning what we're seeing right now with all this free speech? How many of you believe that? I'm not convinced it is the end. And I'll tell you why on the other side. More as we continue to move along. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some of our usual slow traffic around NAS tracks. Add about 2 or 3 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today. We'll have a high of 68. This evening, cloudy skies with an overnight low of 56. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
You're busy, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Tunis Restaurant offers the original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. A pound of gizzard delivers is $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp just $9.99. The classic chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original. Happy New Year from Z the Founder.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new poll finds 75% of voters say they are very or somewhat worried about the national deficit. With Lot J being approved by the Jacksonville City Council, one councilman says it lacks transparency, like the JEA debacle. And with the rollout of the COVID vaccine, the hotel industry says they are seeing positive signs of future reservation bookings for this year.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, good morning. Coming up on 20 minutes after 6 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Roger, I will tell you, for years as a reporter, when I used to go cover city council meetings, we've always talked about this. They could be a local municipality could be doing a tax proposal of your property taxes by $75 to $80 a year. Rarely anybody shows up. Mm-hmm. But wait a second. You tell the audience we're going to raise your golf rates by $5 a year. The place is absolutely packed. There is many items I see that really pack out a city council meeting, but has become more controversial also is where people may want to get involved. But it is when a local municipality decides to be a lender, almost like the bank, when it comes to developing commercial property inside your city. and also about the future use of maybe giving out bailouts or loans or else to help pay for sports stadiums out there. They say that Lot J is done. The final vote is expected tomorrow. The city council last week voted in favor of 15-4 in the plan. Critics say that the city should not become a construction lender giving out loans to Shad Khan, and others say the city of Jacksonville and the Jaguars also out there. And they say that there's a lot of other areas where the numbers don't add up. News 4 Jax.
Controversial Lot J deal is apparently a done deal. During a marathon city council meeting today, there was a 15-4 vote saying okay to the plan. It will cost the city of Jacksonville more than $230 million.
For months, the city has been debating the issue with concerns over interest-free loans and about the Jaguars leaving town and leaving the city with the bill.
As for the Jaguars and the developer, the Cordish companies, they did make some concessions. For example, if the team leaves town and the project is sold, the city will get 50% of the profits. At a minimum, that would be $50 million. But Shad Khan is still going to get that $65 million interest-free loan.
Interest-free loan. What they're talking about, I believe Councilman Ron Salem had proposed that if the Jags permanently relocate before 2034, okay, that's what, 13 years down the road there? Am I looking at the map? In any part of Lot J is sold, then the developer would have to pay 50% of the net sale proceeds, $50 million. Well, $50 million, 14 years down the road, won't really be much of a drop in the bucket when you got a city budget that's over $1 billion right now that may be worth over $2 billion coming 13 years down the road. But, hey, I got to give the councilman credit that decided to go along with that. Again, $445 million entertainment complex in the city's proposed investment, $233. But then again, as which we have reported, News 4 Jax also talks about how that all the government entities, the city auditor, the mayor's office, and it gets good here in a few moments, and also the Downtown Investment Authority, they're, none of their numbers add up. What about the city's return of investment will be?
It also appears that the city's return on investment, city's auditor report, that the DIA report says that investment is even lower than the city's auditor report and significantly less than the mayor's administration. So basically the report says, the DIA report says that over a 20-year period, the city's return on its taxpayer investment would be just 40 cents in new taxes to each dollar of investments and incentives for the project. That return is less than the city auditor's assessment, which is 44 cents, so about 4 cents less. And only a fraction of the return the mayor's administration has cited, which is $1.69 for each dollar. That's according to, the mayor said, according to the Office of Economic Development. I mean, how does that add up? That is a huge gap.
When it goes even a little bit further down the road, more of the proposals talked about.
A multi-million dollar proposal to turn Lot J into a mega entertainment venue, which will include two apartment buildings, retail shops, and a luxury hotel.
But Jacksonville City Councilman Matt Carlucci, one of the four that voted against it, says there hasn't been any transparency. He's told News 4 Jax nobody's provided us with anything on what these actual hotels and what the apartments will cost per square foot, but we are spending a whole heck of a lot of money. We don't know any backup information to justify what we are spending on. Kudos to Councilman Matt Carlucci right there. Even Jacksonville City Council President Tommy Hazuri says this whole Lot J conversation is a lot like JEA. It hasn't been transparent. Listen to this.
I'm not unhappy. I'm happy that we're moving forward. A big concern. Transparency has been, I don't care what anyone says, it follows the trail of the JEA debacle.
Follows the trail of JEA debacle.
Very, very interesting to say that. You know, I think this has been somewhat transparent. You know, we've talked about it on the air. It looks like the math works out, and Shad Khan, if he gets it, is going to be, you know.
How does the math work out?
Well, as far as, you know, we're not being told anything that's dishonest, I don't believe, compared to JEA. You know, where we were told that, you know.
Wait, we weren't told anything was dishonest with JEA?
Well, JEA, like JEA. We were, you know, we were told that they were, you know, going broke. Meanwhile, just months earlier, they had enough money to build a skyscraper. So we don't see that type of discussion with respect to Lot J, I don't think.
All right. How many of y'all think that the Lot J has been totally upfront about the return of investment? I don't think anybody knows what's going on. I think it's like a construction project with the Downtown Investment Authority, the city audit, and the mayor's office. I mean, folks, they're not off. They're way off out there. So let's see. How many of y'all would support? Is this, it's going to be a done deal, 15-4 vote, but the final vote comes up tomorrow evening. The council members who voted against it, Matt Carlucci, Al Ferrara, Danny Becton, and Tommy Huzuri. Huzuri says, this smells like a JEA thing out there. Does Huzuri have a point? And is this just a given that now this should, the as one critic says, the city should not become a construction lender out there? Is this a good deal for the city or overall kind of a one of those type of deals? You just throw your hands in the air. 831-0600, 25 minutes after 6 a.m., Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to get some light traffic on 95 headed north right before 8th Street. It's from an earlier accident that has the two left lanes blocked, so be aware and add about 5 extra minutes. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today, our high 68. This evening, overcast with a low of 56. Right now, 45 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, love you. Love
you, Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Roger McGuinn is coming to the Thrasher Horn Center. Roger McGuinn, lead singer and founder of The Byrds, one of the most iconic groups in rock and roll history. Don't miss Roger McGuinn, January 16th at the Thrasher Horn Center in Orange Park. For tickets and info, visit thcenter.org. That's thcenter.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us and 2021 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we'd like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year, masks and all. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us the chance to help. Here on the First Coast, there are a lot of folks trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we're different. Because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help. Because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods. Their trust. And it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thank you again for coming into our stores. And we wish each of you a happy new year.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs, to bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about it.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Every year, this radio show sponsors a lot of charity events, and another big one's coming around on February the 27th, the third annual Sporting Clay Shoot. We had a blast last year. We're going to be doing it again this year, Saturday, February the 27th at the Jacksonville Clay Target Sports. This radio show sponsors this event by the First Coast Friends of the NRA. I might be able to swing out a few free tickets, and you can win all sorts of goodies. A lot of this goes to charitable programs for young individuals. Those are youth sporting programs, disabled vets, opportunities to learn how to utilize the shooting programs, and women as well. If you want to get further information, email me, ed@wbob.com.
800 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. House Democrats pushing forward with legislation to impeach President Trump unless the 25th Amendment is used to remove him from office. The Professional Golfers Association of America voting to move next year's PGA Championship event from the Trump National Golf Club in New Jersey, a destination yet to be determined. The search for the black boxes of a crashed Indonesian jetliner is intensifying. Investigators trying to determine what caused the plane to plunge into the Java Sea shortly after takeoff from Jakarta on Saturday. World Health Organization investigators finally granted approval to enter China for a long-anticipated investigation into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. Dow futures are down 195 points. NASDAQ futures off 51. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. No one was hurt in the fire, but it nearly incinerated a 100-year-old building. More than 100 firefighters worked for over an hour Saturday to put out the flames at the place on Main and Union in Jacksonville. He was shot in the chest, but authorities say he will eventually be okay. This was yesterday afternoon at a place on Old Kings Road in Jacksonville. At last word, police were still looking for the person who did it. A couple of coronavirus testing sites are becoming coronavirus vaccination locations. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says that beginning today, the Lane Wiley Senior Center and the Mandarin Senior Center will have shots for first responders, frontline medical workers, and those 65 and older. This past Thursday, thousands of people made appointments for COVID shots, but hundreds of thousands more were shut out. More than 70,000 COVID-19 cases have now been reported in Duval County. Across Florida, there have been more than 1,400,000 cases to date. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to get some light traffic on 95 headed north right before 8th Street. It's from an earlier accident that has the two left lanes blocked, so be aware and add about 5 extra minutes. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 68. Cloudy tonight with a low of 56. Right now, 46 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Twitter, Facebook, and other social media outlets continue to lock out President Trump. With the dismal December jobs report, market analysts predict another round of new stimulus checks. And some online activists are promoting a million militia march to try to interrupt the inauguration of Joe Biden.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, good Monday morning, 6:33. Inauguration. What is today? Today's what? The 11th.
Today's the 11th. Yeah.
So the inauguration is when? Next.
What? Now.
20th.
Yeah, 20th. Yeah, 9 days away.
9 days away. Uh-huh. Interesting. So it's going to end up seeing what's happened.
Some people believe it's not over yet, and Trump's going to do a second term.
Oh, I know. I was watching. I have a thing. We have a thing on Facebook called Team Reality. And it's, by the way, everybody, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Good to have everybody here. I always have fun because I always like to know. I always know what the far left creeps are looking to do.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some creeps on this whole QAnon. And occasionally I watch a little bit of their podcast, and they still think this was all planned, that Trump purposely did this by allowing the Electoral College votes to be certified, so he's got them on their record. And I'm like, wait a second, then why did he fight so much opposing? He threw VP Pence under the bus. They still think that he's going to be put back in, and it's just incredible watching these guys.
Yeah. History being made right in front of us every single day.
History's always being made on that, yeah, but it's just kind of creepy. But anyway, 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. 0600, the email address, ed@wbob.com. By the way, any part of the show that you want to listen to, download the app, put it on your smartphone, your Android phone. Just go to wbob.com. All right, let's continue on a little bit more with news as we can continue to move along. New York Times' Ben Smith says, hey, listen, it's going to be a brand new day for the media. You got, I mean, it's a whole brand new day. Don't expect the media to be covering any conspiracies. The liberal left certainly won't put up with any of these investigations into a Biden campaign or a Biden presidency. And certainly, of course, we're going to cover, listen to this clip, it's much different in how we'll cover Biden versus Trump.
Liberals aren't going to have a big appetite for investigations of Joe Biden. And you will certainly hear howls from the right that are like, why aren't you covering him the way you cover Trump? And he's not Trump. But I also think, you know, Trump was extraordinary the way he breached norms.
I mean, at least the New York Times is exactly correct that they plan to cover a whole difference when it comes to the Biden presidency. Mm-hmm. We know this, folks. This has been this way for years. It's always one double standard. There's always one standard for those and a different standard for conservatives. Yeah. We've known this.
And how do you define covered? You know, I mean, as the clip just said, the guy tends to be very controversial, probably a whole lot more than Joe Biden. But Joe Biden does have the best gaffes ever.
Yeah. That's true. I'm looking forward to that. Bad unemployment equals more stimulus checks. The economy saw job loss in December for the first time in 8 months. Jobs were supposed to be created, an estimate of 50 to 70. Instead, jobs fell by 140,000 last month. The unemployment rate held steady at 6.7%. The hospitality accounted for the most jobs that were lost, as bars and hotels and restaurants took particularly a hard hit. Jobs were gained in some professional and business and retail services out there as well. Jim Cramer points out from CNBC's Mad Money that while the unemployment numbers weren't looking good at all, most likely that means you will get more stimulus checks.
Really ugly employment report. This brings number non-farm payrolls down 140,000 in December. Most economists were expecting an increase. Every disappointing jobs number like this one makes it more likely we'll get another round of government stimulus checks to help cushion the blow.
Yeah, and when Biden gets sworn in, they think that a lot of that will happen ASAP. New poll numbers out there by Hill Harris X on thehill.com. The deficit, which has reached a $3.1 trillion, according to Treasury Department's final monthly statement for 2020, now 75% of voters say that they are very or somewhat worried. Oh, we are now. 75% say they are very or somewhat worried about the national deficit. You ready for this? 25% are not. The question asked by the Fox Business Network, when does spending deficits start becoming a big issue?
Nobody in Washington cares about debt. It seems like everybody is just like, well, you know what? We can print our way out of this, and we can just leverage the future, and it's not a big deal. When does it become a big deal? I mean, what is that tipping point?
Yeah, when is that tipping point? According to the pollster Christine Anderson, even during the campaign, when you ask both sides, do they see it as a top issue? They don't.
So debt is one of those issues people tend to think about differently depending on which party is in power. So when Republicans are in control, Republicans don't tend to talk as much about the debt. They don't worry about it as much. But when Democrats are in control, Republicans talk a lot about being worried about how much we're spending. Meanwhile, the shoe is on the other foot. You have Democrats talk a lot more about the need to raise taxes on the wealthy, things like that, ways they believe will raise more revenue during these moments. So the debt is something that everyone should be concerned about. But unfortunately, because it feels like something with consequences so far in the future, people, I think, understandably focus on things that they feel are affecting them right now, healthcare crises, crime, safety, et cetera. And so the debt can sometimes get lost in that conversation.
When it comes to the vaccine rollout, some people say that it's not moving quick enough. Governor Ron DeSantis has been somewhat criticized by members of the media and by other elected officials by saying the rollout has been too slow. But the governor says, no, we're doing what we need to do. The governor said we're putting those 65 and older in front of the line. And yes, of course, there's going to be a slowdown when everybody and their brother is trying to get vaccinated. From WTVT out of Tampa, Craig Patrick.
There have been long waits in Florida for vaccines. That's true. There have been phone lines that have been overwhelmed and people frustrated and complaining. We're hearing a lot of that. But one of the biggest reasons for that is that the governor has placed a priority on moving all senior citizens 65 and over to the front of the line. There are 4.3 million seniors in the state of Florida. A byproduct of doing that will, in fact, be long waits at the beginning stages of distributing vaccines.
You know, I think that the debate which we have not have had, I wanted to wait till Biden got in because, you know, there's going to be a lot of controversy between now and then, is I think the big next big the thing, excuse me, the next big topic within the vaccine topic on the horizon is should there be forced vaccination, excuse me, before, you know, a lot of companies that go, of course, and now you're able to work out of your house.
Right.
But should there be a forced vaccine for your kids before they go back to school? Should you be forced by your workplace before you come back to work? And what about before, like, for example, there's been some conversation that airlines won't let you back on unless you've got the right paperwork. That, to me, this is going to be a very interesting story.
Yeah, and there's already precedent. You know, I've got daughters who went through, you know, the schools, and, you know, there was times that they weren't allowed, you know, we had to show the health records that they got vaccinated before they were allowed to enroll. So there already is forced vaccinations for other ailments, just not COVID-19. I think we're probably going to end up going that way.
And I think the other question is, I see more people say, some of the numbers are, around 61% of those that are polled say that they probably would take the vaccine once it comes through. A lot of people say, no, they won't take it. You and I both have had COVID. But a lot of times when you listen to some doctors, depending on who you are, it's not the same for everybody. The vaccine, I'm sure, reacts differently to some other people as well.
Right.
Having said that, is that you can develop what is called the antibodies, which means that you develop almost a somewhat of an immune system, and you can develop it for good over a year or so to where you may not come back down with COVID again.
Well, they say by the time everybody gets vaccinated who wants it, 2 years will probably end up passing. Those who probably are resistant to it are concerned about how quickly it was rolled out and whether there'll be side effects. Because there are people getting it now, there's going to be at least a year or two. We'll see what ends up happening to those people who got it up front.
Yeah. But by the way, where did this become a political issue? That somehow I'm a liberal left member, I'm caving in, because if you want to go get a vaccine, I've never gotten a flu shot, but I've rarely had the flu, because I try to keep a good immune system. But then again, if people want to get vaccination, I don't have a problem opposing that.
Well, even before COVID-19, there's pretty significant anti-vaxxer movement out there, who people who didn't want to get vaccines for anything, including the flu.
So, yeah. The American Hotel and Lodging Association say that they took a massive hit. According to industry analysts, they say that 68% of hotels still have less than their typical pre-crisis staff working full-time, and revenues are still down. But the Lodging Association says that they see a shining light at the end of the tunnel, hopefully by sometime this summer. Some of the country's largest hotel chains, as well as smaller boutique locations, say that they've already seen signs of a confidence in upcoming travel here, Roger, due in part because of the medical advancements to mitigate the spread of the COVID-19, also with the vaccines coming out. For example, Best Western noted that it's, although it's seen about a 35% decline in revenue throughout the U.S., the company has seen an increase in bookings for future months, especially as a result of the growth in demand for the spring and summer months. And they say that pricing is also increasing as well. Fat Brands Chair, this is one of these restaurants, these guys own a bunch of restaurants out there, Ed Renzi, says that businesses are becoming more optimistic, especially with a vaccine coming out.
As chaotic as Washington, D.C. may be, and as chaotic as our federal government may be, there's a lot of optimism on the street. People have reset their businesses. It's been amazing to me to listen to them talk about how they've become more efficient, how they've worked harder to make sure their employees are getting what they need. They're working hard to make sure the customers are getting good value. They're kind of optimistic in a very negative environment, and they're looking forward to the vaccine, and they think they're going to come out of this much, much stronger than when they went into it.
Now, if you go to, like, for example, Disney World says that some of their water parks will reopen, I think, sometime by March or April, what they're talking about. I wonder if the attitude is, listen, the government doesn't have enough money to bail us out. We can do this. We can be precautionary out there. If you talk about COVID cases, for example, at theme parks, very low at all because of the way that they clean certain things and they disinfect. Now, they may sit back and say they're mitigating by only allowing certain people to, for example, on a busy weekend. But the overall, I think, is the attitude is, hey, we understand it's here. Vaccines are coming out. This should become more optimistic. But even if it's here to stay, we're going to still remain open. We're just going to mitigate with certain things out there. I think that's what we're seeing.
A lot of this is going to be market driven as well. You know, Disney can open their doors, 365 days a year, full capacity if they wanted to. But it won't happen unless there are people who want to attend those theme parks. And as long as people want to attend, they feel they're safe, they're wearing their masks, they're washing their hands, then I think they're going to be okay.
Coming up on 6:45, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
A little early for it, but already starting to see some light traffic on JTB headed towards the beach, right between Hodges and San Pablo. Add an extra 3 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 68. Cloudy tonight with a low of 56. Right now, 46 degrees.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
Hey, this is Roger, and I just want to take a minute to brag about our home here at the Salem Center Office Building. It's a completely modern and recently redecorated office complex, conveniently located near many of the area's popular destinations. We're right off J. Turner Butler Boulevard, Phillips Highway, and Interstate 95, and we're looking for a few friends who would like to lease office space. Rates are reasonable, and in fact, they're much less than what you'd expect to pay for high-quality office space. So whether you're looking for a single office, multiple offices, or a whole suite, we can help you. Just call Angie, our leasing manager, at 861-0440. That's 861-0440. Don't wait. These great offices won't last long. 904-861-0440.
Hi, I'm Chef Matthew Madur.
And I'm Chef David Madur.
We're the founders of Madur Brothers Culinary Concepts and the creators of M-Shack, your favorite local burger.
When we decided to make milkshakes part of our menu, we knew we wanted them to be special.
And boy, are they special.
They sure are. We spent months finding the right ice cream to deliver the perfect ice cream base.
But what goes into this shake is what makes them special. We don't cut any corners in the kitchen, and we're not going to start cutting any corners in the shake station.
So we make fresh desserts like pecan pie, cheesecake, banana Fosters. Then we blend them into the shake.
My favorite may be the classic strawberry shake made with, get this, real strawberries.
Yeah, well, don't forget the sugar. And by the way, my favorite is still the marshmallow brulee shake.
Unfortunately, I think we're out of time, Dave.
I don't even get to tell them about the blowtorch.
Yeah, there's something about you and a blowtorch that kind of makes me nervous.
Bottom line, we don't put anything in our shakes we want to give to our own kids.
Except maybe the blowtorch.
True. So now you know what you're sipping when you have an M-Shack shake.
M-Shack Burgers. With 3 locations around Jacksonville, you're never too far from a shack. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With Lot J being approved by the Jacksonville City Council, one councilman says it lacks transparency, like the JEA debacle. With the rollout of the COVID vaccine, the hotel industry says they are seeing positive signs of future reservation bookings for this year. And a new poll finds 75% of voters say they are very or somewhat worried about the national deficit.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Yet another devastating blow to free speech. Just 24 hours after Twitter permanently suspended President Donald Trump, Google, Apple, and Amazon have now all banned Parler, from their app stores, which experts say could destroy the company financially. Before its removal, Parler surged to number one in Apple's app store with 1.5 million downloads on Saturday alone.
That is from Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo from the Fox Business Network. Did you ever Parler? I guess this is one of these like a Facebook types, right?
Right. From what I understand it, I never did sign up for it like you.
I haven't done anything. I think I just deleted it.
It probably more mimics Twitter from what I understand. But nonetheless, yeah, it's a social media platform where people who are more conservative thinking feel like they're going to get their voices heard a little bit better.
Wow. Way to outreach to those that you need to win over.
Exactly. That's another thing with this whole social media thing is that people think they're reaching people who need to hear this message. The social media companies already direct you to people who think like you, and they keep you away from people to mitigate, you know, conflict. And if you go to someplace like Parler, where everyone thinks alike, all you're doing is preaching to the choir.
Yeah, how many of you, if I'd like to hear your stories. I've gotten some emails already in this morning at WBOB.com. 904-831-0600. I have a Twitter account. I've never done a lot on Twitter. We've seen the numbers. I think it was like 61% of those that usually love the tweet as far as voters or Democrats. I do a lot of Facebook. You know, we do a lot at FloridaDaily.com. We do a lot for this radio show. We promote a lot Team Reality as well. We do a lot on Facebook. I just have always enjoyed Facebook. I've never been, I think I've had one maybe that was deleted about a year ago. I didn't get worked up by like some of you because I do have a life. But having said that, I understand, I don't agree with one of the things that Twitter and Facebook have been doing, but I understand there's other alternatives. I think there's Gab. How many of you have deleted your Twitter account? Because now this is all pretty much based on that President Trump has now been permanently banned by Twitter, and I think all the way until Inauguration Day, he's been banned by Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook says that the ban that he's having could end up being indefinitely, but it's at least through Inauguration Day, yeah.
So how many of you, are you guys going to an alternative? Now, Saida, let me ask this question. How many of you believe this is the beginning of the end for, quote, free speech? That's my first question. Number two, do you think this really puts a damper on conservatives out there who enjoy getting their message across on Facebook? How many of y'all believe this is? I don't know if it really does that. All right? But I'd like to hear your views at 831-0600. How many of you believe that this really puts a damper, this really hurts the conservative movement? I mean, do you think it hurts liberals out there whatsoever? I mean, why should they? They've got all the ABC, NBC, CBS, CNBC, MSNBC.
And CNBC is kind of conservative, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I like CNBC. But having said that, what do you think? Is this, I mean, they own pretty much, do conservatives, I mean, the, folks, conservatives got elected before Facebook and Twitter. We had talk radio. We were able to get our words out there. We won before social media. Don't you think conservatives can still win after social media? All right, let's take some calls. Always enjoy hearing from the audience. Let's go to Jim. Jim, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I do believe this attempt at censorship is going to create something called the Streisand effect for Parler.
What does that mean?
The Streisand effect. You should look it up there. Barbara Streisand started litigation because of photos on her house, and only six photos existed. But after she did that, hundreds of thousands of people went to go look at that photo.
All right, I'm not following you here. Can you be a little bit more specific?
A geological survey flew over Barbara Streisand's Malibu home. They took pictures of it. They put on a geological survey. Barbara Streisand then went and filed a lawsuit against those people there. It got out into the media, and instead of just being viewed six times there, it ended up being viewed over 300,000 times.
And how does
so
this
the Streisand?
How does this correlate with social media? That's what I'm trying to follow you on.
Because whenever Amazon, Google, and Apple banned Parler, people are going to be like, going, what's Parler? I'm going to go find out. And they're going to start looking into it, and they're probably going to exponentially grow because of this you know, negative effect.
Because of the media attention. Okay.
Yes, because of the media attention, because of the negative media attention as well. It's like a train wreck, you know. You want to go see what's going on. Yeah.
But if you can't get it through your phone apps, how are you going to good luck getting it, right?
You cannot.
You still get it through your phone app,
currently,
right?
You can't get it through the app. However, you can still go directly to their website and access it that way. And
can you get it on your cell phones?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Open up your browser and you can even create a special button that looks just like an app for your smartphone.
So Jim says the Streisand effect. Mm-hmm. All right. That's kind of interesting take. I've never heard that before, Jim. Yeah. I appreciate that. Let's go to Carolyn. Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Yes, I signed up for a Parler several months ago when it first came out because of all the censorship on Twitter. And Facebook. No, you don't just get things removed. You get banned for 30 days and things. There's another social media site called MeWe. And that doesn't have the censorship, political censorship that Facebook does.
Have you enjoyed Parler?
Parler? And that's more like a Twitter, but there's a Facebook site similar to, a site similar to Facebook called MeWe.
All right.
It does not have the political censorship. You still can't, make physical threats and other things. But this is getting, with this censorship, sooner or later, Facebook and Twitter are going to have their 230 protection taken away from them.
You know, Carolyn, you brought up an interesting point about the 230 protection. Before I got to go to break, I don't know if that's going to happen with the liberals running everything now.
Exactly. You got a Democrat in the White House, at least in the next 9 days, you will, and both houses of Congress, they're not going to pass that.
Interesting on the 230. Something's got to be, I think it should be taken a look at, but to see what would take place. Good calls. Carolyn, thank you so much for the call. Coming up on 656 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with that stop-and-go traffic on 95 headed north, right between I-10 and West 8th Street. It's from that earlier accident that still has the two left lanes blocked, so if you don't have about 12 minutes to spare, try and take Main Street. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 68. Cloudy tonight with a low of 56. Right now, 46 degrees. Get out of the house and be active while knowing you're safe. The YMCA means it when they say your safety is their first priority. They're checking everyone's temperature that comes in, and there are also disinfectant wipes placed throughout the facility so you can triple check that everything's squeaky clean. The YMCA is opening with limited capacity. To see what programs need reservations and to see how the Y is keeping you safe, check out their website, fcymca.org. That's fcymca.org.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB. Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Some of you on hold, we're going to get to your calls. So, guys, I want to give you plenty of time after the top of the hour news break. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. So, Twitter says they permanently ban President Trump. I didn't tweet a whole lot. I do. I'm a big creature of Facebook. Do you think Facebook is next? And what is your view? Where are you going to go to next, folks? If you believe that in order to get your verbiage out there to promote your cause, is Parler the way to go? Or are you going to stick with Facebook? What do you think is an alternative out there? Is this just the beginning of the onslaught on conservative speech out there? What do you think? Love to hear your views. 831-0600 Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville. 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.